Imagine this. You show up for your first boat dive, and suddenly the surface world isn't so quiet. The captain starts calling out things like NDLs, SMBs, and buddy checks. It can sound like an alphabet soup, a secret code, and in a way, it is. Each of these acronyms represents a small but crucial safety ritual. They're packed down into just a few letters designed to stick in your mind, especially when your heart's pounding and the current is pulling. Today, I want to decode the 9 most important ones for you in the exact order you'll use them, from the moment you gear up to the moment you're safely back on the boat. Let's start with the basics, right with your gear. First up is SCUBA itself. You know, it's a word we just throw around, but it's actually an acronym, Self-Contained Underwater Breathing Apparatus. Before the 1940s, if you wanted to explore a reef, it usually meant being tethered to a hose and a pump on the surface. SCUBA changed all that. It's the technology that truly cut the cord, giving us a portable life support system that we carry right on our backs. Now, 2 key pieces of that SCUBA kit have their own initials. There's your BCD. That stands for Buoyancy Control Device. This is that inflatable jacket that allows you to hang perfectly weightless in the water. You add air to rise, and you dump air to sink. What's fascinating is the hose that feeds air into your BCD. That's called the LPI, or Low Pressure Inflator. It's called low pressure because it uses gently reduced air, not the high pressure line from your tank. Next, let's talk about something incredibly important, the buddy check. Right before you drop into the water, you and your buddy check each other's gear. I truly believe this is the single most important habit in diving, but here's the thing. It's also the easiest one to rush. So, to help you remember, there's a mnemonic, practically built for hungry divers. Burger with relish and fries. Let's break that down. B is for BCD. You'll check that it inflates, deflates, and holds air. W is for weights. Make sure they're secure and set for a quick right-hand release, just in case. R is for releases. Check every buckle and clip that holds your entire rig together. A is for air. Confirm your air is turned on, that it's breathing sweet, and your SPG reads full. And, finally, F is for final. This is one last sweep for any loose hoses or forgotten fins. Trust me on this. Skip the burger, and you're essentially trusting to luck. And that's something we definitely don't want to do when diving. Now, the moment you transition from the world of air to the world underwater, this big step gets its own vital checklist. Before you go under, you need to get sorted. Here's what that means. S is for signal your buddy. A thumbs down means you're ready to descend. O is for orientation. Take a moment to pick a landmark or a heading. R is for regulator. You'll swap your snorkel for your regulator so you're breathing tank air. T is for time. Make a note of the time on your dive computer or watch. E is for elevate. Hold that LPI hose up and vent the air from your BCD. And D is to descend slowly and together with your buddy. You know, that's actually 6 steps, even though the industry sometimes calls it a 5-point descent. Let's just call it diver math and move on, shall we? You might be surprised to learn that new divers often assume their air tank is the only limit underwater. But actually, there are 2 important clocks running throughout your entire dive. The first, of course, is your air supply. That's where your SPG comes in. SPG stands for Submersible Pressure Gauge. This gauge sits on a high-pressure hose and tells you precisely how much air you have left in your tank. My advice? Watch it early and watch it often. Now, the second clock is invisible. This is your NDL, or No Decompression Limit. This crucial number is displayed right on your dive computer. Here's why it matters. The deeper you go, the more nitrogen your body tissues soak up. If you stay too long at depth or surface too quickly, that nitrogen can bubble out inside you. This leads to decompression sickness, often called the bends. For recreational diving, the rule is simple and truly non-negotiable. Always keep that NDL number above 0. When your dive is done, we essentially run the ritual in reverse to ascend. This is where you'll follow Stella. Here's what Stella means. S is for signal. A thumbs up to your buddy, indicating you're ready to ascend. T is for time. Check it again on your computer or watch. E is for elevate. Hold that LPI hose up once more. The first L is for lookup. Always scan for boats or any obstacles above you. The second L is for listen for engines. And A is for ascend, slowly, no faster than your own smallest bubbles. Once you're near the surface, you'll want to deploy your SMB, or surface marker buoy. This is that tall, orange tube you inflate. You see, a captain scanning a glary, choppy sea might never spot the small head of a diver. But a 6-foot neon marker? That's impossible to miss. It sends one clear message. I'm here, come get me. And there you have it. That's the language of diving, from start to finish. I've found that once you learn these acronyms, the letters themselves start to disappear. What's left is just pure muscle memory and the wonderful quiet of the underwater world. The map really is quite simple. Before your dive, you're thinking about your scuba gear, your BCD, and your LPI. Then, you'll complete your BBRAF buddy check. For your descent, you'll get sorted. During your bottom time, you're monitoring your SPG and your NDL. And for your ascent and surfacing, you'll deploy your SMB and follow Stella. Master these acronyms, and you'll master the dive.